Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Hey. Good to see you, Jordan.
Good to see you guys.
Alan, Keith, Trish. Excuse me.
Thank me all for being here. You all me all. No one. Oh, I guess I could hear. What's going on?
You're here. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
I have a question.
Sure.
It's not actually a question. It's just what I'm finding is it's very hard for me not to get pulled into all the drama of everything that's going on right now politically and you know, in the world and making it all very real.
Yeah, I mean, once you know yourself in a real sense, that's the end. Like there's a lot of stuff going on in the news and all the things that are going on, but okay, those are the happenings. But you know that you're formless. All of this is occurring within you. And if the mind flow is trying to identify in some way, then remain with yourself with self, mantra. And see, the idea of you as a separate individual then arises that, oh, well, you can't not care about this. Like there's humanitarian crisis and all this sort of stuff. And that's true in the illusion. But you just remain with yourself as self. Nothing is happening. That's the absolute truth. It's a long dream, only because of identification with a body form, and there's this feeling of separation. There's things that know other things, but none of that's true. It's just not. Remove the body and then talk about all the things that are going on in the world, how it affects you. And the fact is, the truth is, there's no bodies. Like they're lumps of goo. It's a terrible thing. Okay, a bomb drops, a bunch of people are wiped out. But it's just the creation and destruction process of the five elemental forms. And you're the formless presence that's animating all of this. All of this is appearing on your presence. That's why I was talked about last week about compassion or whatever. Compassion again. Take away the body, and where's the compassion? And this is not like a, you know, oh, you know, cold-heartedness or whatever. On the contrary, it's the reality. Just as if you were dreaming tonight that there was a war in your dreams, or there was trouble in your dreams, or a mugger in your dreams. Number one, when you wake up, you know that even though that horrible, violent thing was happening, the mugger was you, the mugged was you, the witnesses to the mugging were you, and the police that hopefully arrested the mugger was you. Because it all came from you. But if you have the vestiges or identification in any way with a local identification in which things are happening around you, this just needs to be erased. This is a perfect time. If my mind, so to speak, is troubled by what's going on, this is a perfect time to remain with myself with self, because there will be a knowing that nothing could possibly be going on. Good things and bad things only count as good or bad when you have an identification with a something. Nobody's dying. Just as in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna was talking to Arjuna and he said, listen, go out there and do your best, fight the war. Don't do it egoistically, like I am the best warrior and I am fighting the war, because then you're taking an ownership and doership, in which case then the mind is going to be torturing you of, oh, I'm killing my friends. But no one's dying. When you know yourself in a real sense, no one's being born, no one's dying, nothing is happening. Forms are created and destroyed within the formlessness that you are. This body no longer is available, and everybody comes around and says, oh, John is dead, and how sad it is that John is dead, and all this kind of stuff. But John is not having the experience of death, because there is no birth and no death. Formless presence right now, removed from the body, this body is a lump of goo. Formless presence then aware in this body, now suddenly this body has value. But it's a lump of goo. We came out of goo and then fed this body, and the food that we ate became the body that we identified ourselves with, and this is not correct. And if you are not body, there's no war. How can there be war? How can there be suffering or misery or anything? There's nothing happening. When you know yourself as the formless sense of presence in which everything has appeared, then you do not get involved in the happenings. Just like if you went to a movie theater, you thought you were going to go see a romantic movie, and they switched the movie in the theater, and suddenly it's a violent, terrible movie. Okay, this is appearances on the screen. When you know yourself in a real sense, this is not, you take everything very, very light. There's nothing happening. No one to whom it can happen. The end of the world, total nuclear explosion. You are unaffected. The world appears within you. You are not in the world. And as it said, if you identify with a body, none of this is making sense. You're thinking that the individual and the thought process here is the consciousness, and this individual consciousness then becomes part of the whole and all this sort of stuff. But it's the reverse of this. This universal consciousness, so to speak, for a time believed itself to be an individual, which it was not, and can never be. Well, Be happy, happy. Enjoy yourself. Like Maharaj says, be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you. But know yourself in a real sense, because then this will no longer trouble you. If you're on the fence about whether your body really, or whether you're not body, or whether you're formless presence, or this sort of thing, it's going to be disturbing. You know, when Nisargadatta, when people came to Nisargadatta Maharaj, it was during like Vietnam War and Korean War and all this sort of stuff, and they would say to them, you know, oh my God, the terrible things that are happening in the world, the terrible tragedies. And he would say the same thing, know yourself in a real sense, and then talk about the tragedies. Talk about anything out of place, or even the ability for anything to be out of place other than what is. But which thoughts to accept, which thought not to accept, this is up to you. If you choose to accept the thoughts, even out of some kind of righteousness of saying, well, I am a human being and I should be concerned about the goings on in the world and my fellow man is suffering, then you create this illusion of experiencing and this false sense of self that feels bad about something only through identification. That provides the power to feel that you are.
It's starting to sink into me that the body can't have identity without me. Last night I was just looking really intensely at presence, and just, I don't know, it's just, I'm not exactly sure how the process went, but it started to reveal itself to me that it is here and nothing else but it, but that's also, it was also me, and it was just like revealing itself. It wasn't anything super particular that I was doing except looking intensely, I guess. So if I want to credit it to anything, I guess that's sort of like what Nisargadatta says about, what's the word he uses? It's not on the tip of my tongue, but anyway, it's sort of involvement, intense involvement or whatever. Mm. Unfortunately, I don't do that enough, so I don't.
What is more important than that? If that is all there is, what is more important than that? I mean, that's the reality, and everything else is false. And what is more important than that? You know, Nisargadatta Maharaj says, remain with the I am. And then Maharaj, Ramakant Maharaj, he cuts it even deeper He's like, the I am has appeared to you. You're prior to the I am. Whether I am is there or I am is not there, you are. That to whom the I am appeared is your own self. If there was nothing there when this sense of existence arose, then you would not know this sense of existence. It's just a wrong identification. And knowing this, it's like, okay, presence is known through body form. You're prior to presence. Without presence, there's nothing to know. But presence has appeared to you. You're the knower of presence. When there is no sense of presence, there is nothing to know. But the knower that knows the sense of presence still very much is. When we say presence, we say consciousness, we say I am, whatever you want to call it. I am is not I am. I am is prior to words, that to whom the I am appears. And when you say I am, that presence is there. Without presence, you can't say I am.
That's something you can deny is there because you're aware of it and as it, I guess.
That's absolutely the thing. The one thing you know is true is that you exist.
It's reality, yeah.
What you believe yourself to exist as, you may not know. That's why you investigate. And once you know yourself in a real sense, I exist, and I exist as nothing that can be known.
And even it kind of comes out, sometimes I think of this, it comes out, I noticed that if you try to peg anybody as being like, you know, they are a certain way or a certain, like say something like calling somebody a name, you know, if you, it's like you can't, it doesn't work. It just can't, the knowledge of your own self knows it is not what somebody is saying, although sometimes we end up getting convinced that we are what we are telling ourselves about ourselves. But it's like somebody, well, I guess even sometimes we can take it personal that maybe everybody thinks I am a certain way, so that must mean I am that way.
Again, but that's diving so deep into the illusion. We just throw that away. Always remember, there's a zero on this side and everything that can be known on the other side. You're on the side that knows the zero. The zero is the first thing you know, I exist. Everything on the other side, body, mind, world, ego, intellect, me, mine, even I exist, is on the side that is appearing to that you are and can be discarded. So when we say, oh, people, who's people? People are lumps of goo that have appeared within the formlessness that you are, that the energy is moving around. And with the individual identification of each body form, there is the appearance of a play. Just as in your dream. Tonight you lay down to sleep, sense of existence mixes, consciousness projects a dream world, and there are people in it. But what is the use of analyzing what the people are thinking, doing, or saying within your dream? You could spend a long time analyzing inside this dream how everyone's behaving and why. And why this is happening and why that's happening and this other thing and this isn't right and that's not. And then you wake up, entire dream is gone. What was the use of trying to figure it out? A lot of time wasted when you could have just been enjoying your dream and waking up and saying, oh, wow, that was pretty nice. That was a good dream.
to be honest, I'm fascinated with trying to explain it in words. I know it's to my own.
But you're prior to words. So every time you use a word, you're using the illusory ego, mind, intellect. It's okay to have words when we're speaking here, but in reality, you're prior to words. So what are the use of words? Words came along with the body, and you're prior to body. So words are useless in reality, except they can kind of point back to your own self, and you say, oh, you know yourself in a real sense. Well, what's a real sense? The real sense is everything that is known, you are not. That's why they used to call neti neti. Well, neti neti is anything that can be known. That is neti neti. So what can be known? The sense of presence. Yeah, that's not you either, because you're the knower of that. But if you remain with a sense of presence, or even you go from identifying with a body to identifying with the formless presence, oh, this I am. You stay there, you remain with the I am, the I exist, and then this knowledge dawns on you. Even this I am not. And the entire world appears on this. So throw the world away. And yet, like in a dream, enjoy what's happening. Scenes are appearing and disappearing before you. And you're very much involved in the scene, and then it's gone. Because as long as you're holding this body, the long dream occurs. But you know you're dreaming. All of this is false. And it's not like when John dies, the dream ends. You know, when this body falls, then suddenly the dream ends. No, because the dream, John is a character within the dream that the dreamer that you truly are is seeing. There is no individuality. It's a total functioning. It's just a functioning.
Yeah, I certainly didn't. I didn't come up with my own ability to think and conceptualize it. Somehow, just it happens in the bubble.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing you can think about is what happens in the illusion. Mind came along with the body. Mind can't think about things prior to body because it only knows what it knows. And it can only present memories, thoughts, ideas, images, and projections based on the illusory existence that it knows. Mind can't project reality. You're prior to mind. Mind can't go there. Every thought you have is about the illusion. That's why Maharaj says, break out of this illusory circle. You can never have a thought about anything other than the illusion. Even trying to think about reality through the mind is an illusory concept because you're building a conceptual idea of what reality is rather than discarding everything that reality is. Everything except reality, which can't be discarded. Because if reality can be discarded, then reality is just a concept. But it's not a concept, it's reality. And that's why Maharaj says, where all experience ends, there you are. No experience, no experiencer.
So what could you say about spontaneity or spontaneous? Clicking with the body. It's spontaneous, I guess.
Absolutely. At night, you lay down to sleep. You're a body form laying down to sleep. And you go into a deep sleep where there's no knowingness. Suddenly, spontaneously, there's a sense of existence that projects a dream world. That's spontaneous. We talked about before, when you dream, you don't build the dream world. You don't sit there and say, okay, over here will be a lake, and I'm gonna put a tree here and another tree here. I'll have some joggers that are jogging around the lake, some people, they'll be walking here, there'll be some picnickers. No, it's boom. And suddenly you're an object within the dream, seeing the dream, and dreaming that you're something, that there's happenings happening. Spontaneity is I exist and that's it. The knowledge of existence creates an entire world. And you don't know the difference between the dream world and the real world, so to speak, until waking up in the morning or even in the night. And you say, oh, that was a dream. It seemed very real. It seems so real that you might even think that you could take something from that dream world, which you cannot.
I guess one thing about spontaneous that maybe you could say it's unexplainable in a way.
No need to say. Spontaneous is poof. Your spontaneous presence on that an entire world has appeared. And not your. See, every time you say your, it's not this. Your is the reality.
That's all there is.
That's all there is, exactly. And everything else is just appearance. That's why words can get tricky. When you say you're, when you say I, somebody says I, and they normally speak about the body form. You say I, and it's everything. I is everything. I is the universality. Presence can't, you remain with this sense of presence and you know there can't be a relationship with anything within the illusion.
Normally we think things can be outside of us.
This is not possible. But again, that's because of a local identification. Every time you think that there's something outside you, just know you're identifying with a body form. Just like every time you ask a question, you know you're identifying with a body form. Every time you talk about the world, you know you're identifying with a body form. Then you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. Body is not your identity.
I was thinking about, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend, and usually she's resisted me making these conversations about existential stuff. So I haven't been doing it too much lately, but I brought up we were talking about, I don't know, people in general, I guess. And I was saying that, I was pointing out that we all live in our bubbles of self-concern. And it seemed like that could be a good pointer to just to point out that, get a whole view of what we think about ourselves, and then how we're just so kind of self-centered around that activity in our minds all the time. And then I was thinking of how you talk about the bubble of illusion. And I was thinking that, okay, you talk about it as a bubble of illusion, as if it's kind of, in the sense, it's sort of like an objective reference to a bubble of illusion. Whereas if I in this case, I was pointing out that it was that we all live in this bubble of self-concern, which is so I was just so in trying to create awareness in somebody else of this bubble.
Yeah, maybe don't try to do that, because unless somebody asks, you know, understand that everybody is the formless presence, and the formless presence is enjoying itself being whoever it may be believing itself to be. It's not for you to say, oh, you have to believe this way or whatever.
No, I wasn't doing
that. You're having the feeling of separation, and everything is just...
I wasn't doing that, and she did kind of relate to it. She did understand what I was getting at.
Okay. There's still a lot of personal stuff, and there's... when you speak, there shouldn't be a you there at all. There should just be speaking. And there's not even speaking for a purpose. Because to have a purpose, you'd have to have someone that's saying something to another someone. It's not true.
So then I could get drawn into that idea if I start thinking like the purpose of these meetings is such and such.
I don't know the purpose of these meetings. 7:15, I click on a link, I come here.
But you did one time, I remember you said you were the sentence made it sound like you were interested in that you weren't going to give up until everybody sees the truth or something to that effect.
No, no, no. What I said was until people no longer desire to show, you know, if I'm showing up at 7:15 and there's no people, then okay, I'm probably not going to do that very long. It'll be like, okay, well, okay. But the craziest thing is that it will be out of the experience instantaneously. Like it's not a, and that's not beating on any of the people here, because I don't want you to get the wrong idea. It's just like when I left Facebook, you know, Facebook said, oh, your account's been hacked. In order to get it back, you have to do this and this and this. And I was just like, oh, no, 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 I'm going to leave this. And I was really into Facebook. I posted 4 or 5 times a day, but it left, and there wasn't a trail. There wasn't a holding on. This spontaneous action in the moment. There's not a me here that's trying to do anything. There's no deed, no doer. The space in the room isn't doing anything. And when you know yourself in a real sense, you know there cannot be a doer. And yet the body is going through the motions of doing things. But it's not you doing it. It's just a total functioning. Once again, if I'm identified with this body, then this body gets sick. I say, uh-oh, I could die. No, I'm not going to die. The body may no longer be available, but that presence that's animating this entire world is not going anywhere. There's no gain, no loss. This is one of those last things of holding on when the egoistic sense of I says, you mean my life didn't matter at all? Well, it's not like this. You're formless. It's a long dream. This is a telescope to see inside the dream. Use it as such, and there is no difficulty.
So you're saying like that may be your story, but it's not true, right? Because it's not real.
Nothing. Just like in a dream. You have a form body to see inside your dream world, and you participate in the dream fully. You're doing things in the dream. You may be having all sorts of experiences in the dream. When you wake up, you know it was a dream. When you know yourself in a real sense, it's the same. Nothing is happening. Nothing can be happening. Nothing will ever happen. And that's not a denying of reality. That's a reality that's removing the illusory layers. And that's it. When you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, I had a very good dream or I had a very bad dream, that's not denying the dream. It's just an understanding that it was a dream.